Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Can you count to 10?
9, 10. Hope so. Kind of scary if I couldn't, wouldn't it?
All right, we're now in the middle of August. Woo-hoo! School is getting back into session, but not for us.
Not for us?
No. Well, we're old.
I know. Maybe we need to go to school.
You looked confused.
Oh, that's my normal state these days. Dazed and confused.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm the loosely defined Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom!
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, your knee's looking pretty good.
It is doing pretty good. I'm walking normal, your father says.
On sunshine or not?
Walking on sunshine. Yep, that's me.
Okay, well, what else is going around?
You got a Sonics shirt on, and I couldn't figure out what Sonics was.
The Seattle Sonics became the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay, what year did that happen?
Around 2008, I think. So yeah. Kevin Durant was a rookie, 2007.
Okay.
And this is from his rookie year, essentially. And then they became the Thunder.
So you escorted me around...
Mexico.
Was it Cabos?
I think it was Cozumel.
Cozumel.
Was it?
And that shirt. People were telling they liked your shirt.
They said they had. It has a name on the back. It says Durant. So they're saying Durant, try to get my attention, make me buy stuff like bracelets that I don't need. Yeah. You know, things like that. Do you think the trick is okay? Hey, why don't you take your watch off so we can put this bracelet on? Whoop, and then they run.
Whoop. Yep.
Is that what you think they do?
Whoop. There it goes.
They don't. They probably don't say whoop and then run.
No, so probably
much,
not.
But they just take off. That's something that really bothers me in movies. Like monsters are always like barking and yelling when they're about to attack.
I know.
Like, oh, instead of just biting you, I'm going to go, run! Okay, you have time to run away now.
That makes it exciting. It's like your father. What was it? He went out there after in the backyard after some, was it a...
There was a possum.
A possum.
And there was a possum and an armadillo. Well, I don't remember which it was.
I think it was an armadillo.
I don't want to have to do this, and then it runs off.
I know, I'm going like, well, just warn him you're going to hit him with the club.
That was well, funny. It did take off.
It jumped up and
boy,
took off.
The armadillo in particular really tore up the yard. Looking for stuff. Oh, yeah. Goodness sake, it did.
They must eat bugs in the ground or something, like
uprooting whatever. Or, yeah. Birds at least aren't very destructive about that. Birds eat the grubs that come to the surface, don't they?
Yeah, that's for the birds. Blah, birds are pretty indestructive. Gosh.
Okay, well, how about we get into the news?
All right.
So locally, we have the comedy clubs opened back up.
Yeah, are they the same owners?
I think so. They
Looney
found a
Tunes,
different
right?
Looney Bin.
Looney Bins.
And they're now on like outside of the town on the far west side.
Suburbs, yeah.
It was downtown and now it's a ways out there.
Well, you still have to pay to park.
Right. Well, that's going to be, if I go there and do the open mic night, that'll be my opening bit is about the paid parking.
Yeah.
Hey, like you guys, I'm here because the parking's free.
Yeah, really. Right? Really.
So... Yeah, that's a thing. We might go do that, but it sounds like we may, maybe not this week necessarily. You want to go to Arkansas to visit relatives.
What night's open mic?
Wednesday.
Well, you can do it Wednesday night. We're not going to go till Thursday probably.
I thought you were saying Wednesday just before we started.
Well, we might. I'm not sure when we're going.
At any rate, it doesn't matter when so much. The parking situation hasn't really changed. It's evergreen for the time being, all right?
Right.
Also, we have, there's this movie called Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Have you seen it?
No, I'm not going to. But in Canada, there was a movie theater where they didn't get the movie posters. They went to the wrong place. So one of the kids working at the movie theater, he panicked and he illustrated his own movie poster.
Cool.
His name's Drake Landon. And that is, they're calling him Spooderman.
Spooderman? That's pretty cool.
Online. So that's Spooderman.
Spooderman.
I guess Disney was upset that they came up with a poster that they didn't approve, so they had to take it down. Things
that's
like
cool,
that.
That's cool that he tried.
You'd think they'd want to lean into this a little bit more. Maybe the more comedic comic book stuff will have him be a artist, you know.
That'd be neat.
I could see him making like the new Deadpool poster, yeah. You know, something like that.
Maybe
I could
Spooderman see will show up in some of the comics.
Well, yeah, at any rate, I think that was a nice little story for him. You know, it could have gotten them some good PR, but they had to be fuddy-duddies about it. No, take it down.
Well,
but
that just got him negative PR.
They will eventually come around. You wait and see. They'll have some there'll be Spooderman version of stuff coming around.
Yeah.
He was given the upcoming Comic-Con in his area. They gave him a free booth to sell like posters and stuff.
Good.
The convention.
They should do stuff that's, like that.
Hey, they know people are maybe interested. Whatever you can do to get people to go to your convention, right?
That's right.
So it kind of works out. We also had Donald Trump hiding in an airplane.
Yeah, in a catering
truck.
Yeah.
The word is he, and the White House is not confirming or denying this. There might have been some information come out that there was an assassination attempt on President Trump. So he used Air Force One as a decoy.
Yeah, put all the...
slipped out in the catering truck and took a military plane to Europe.
Yeah, and let all the people, the journalists...
press that he doesn't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, the press.
Be the
take
decoy.
Take the bullet for him, yeah.
But nothing came of it.
Thank goodness.
Do you think that this was actually a credible threat? And what do you they loosely define this credible stuff, don't they?
I don't know what they do anymore.
The last I heard on it is that it was Israel that said they spotted a shoulder-mounted rocket in the area. And so, we got to warn him so that he takes a different plane. Okay, we saved the day there. Do you think that maybe they brought that up to throw a wrench into the Strait of Hormuz negotiations? Like, hold on. Well, we found a reason you can't trust these people. Start negotiations
okay,
over.
Okay, a shoulder rocket is supposed to be something that's portable and you can just throw it on real fast and use it. So how far in advance did they spot this rocket?
Usually the surface-to-air missile stuff is bigger.
Yeah.
The shoulder-mounted thing, it's portable. I'm not so sure if it really does that so much.
So I don't know what they're
doing. Usually surface-to-surface target stuff from the shoulder.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they detected this. That's why I'm thinking they might have made up that they detected it to get Trump to think, hold on, we're further away from the negotiations. You know, try to keep that at pause. That's what I think. What do you think?
Who knows? I don't know.
After 18 seasons, Russell Westbrook is retiring from the NBA.
Is he? How old is he?
He's not that old. But, 41. I mean, there's guys older. Kevin Durant, whose jersey I'm wearing, he's still playing. The first player drafted by the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, I liked him. He's a good player.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, he never got a championship.
He never did?
He is the all-time career triple-double leader in the NBA. That will probably be surpassed by Nikola Jokic. But he
Jokovic.
He has good stats. But some people say it's a stat padding era. But, you know, conversely, a lot of people, particularly LeBron James, have tried to average a triple-double for a season.
What's a triple-double?
It's when you get double digits in three stats.
Okay.
Like double digits in points, rebounds, assists.
Okay.
Okay. LeBron James has been trying his whole career to get average a triple-double for a season and couldn't do it. And this guy did it like, I think, three or four times.
That's good.
Something like that. Yeah. Your boy, Luigi Mangione. Is it Mangione or Mangione?
I think it's Mangione.
Has pled guilty in federal court. It's kind of convoluted, but seems like a lesser charge while throwing in that he did kill the guy so that
he confessed.
But didn't confess to the right thing. And there's going to be some loopholes here found. I think he purposely figured out some loopholes in the system. That's why he had to go kill the guy in New York.
I don't know.
The healthcare CEO.
I think
he thought a lot of this out.
Hopefully he's going to prison for life, but we don't know.
Well, if he pleads guilty, do they avoid the trial and it goes straight to the judge deciding what his sentence is going to be?
I have no idea how it all works. It's like plea bargaining.
It seems like it's different in
stuff.
Different places, right?
Right. We'll have to wait and see.
Why bother bargaining?
If
you're pretty sure that this guy's the killer, then why offer him a plea deal?
I have no idea, but they do that stuff.
Well, they shouldn't be doing that, right?
Yes.
So what's going to happen here is, I would like to see this go to trial so that we can finally rule out the court system being fair at all. Because we have this like fair and partial jury of your peers. But
that's going to be hard to find.
The girls swoon over him, and a lot of people have somebody in their family or someone close to them that had some healthcare issue that was denied by one of these HMOs, and they're going to say, you know what, this is the revenge that was deserved. All you need is one person to think that way, and then this whole jury thing is done, right?
Well, it could be a hung jury.
Now, you have some jury
experience,
right?
I
you were in a big trial.
I was.
And what do you want to say about that?
Well, I know it was pretty scary. After it was over, the judge came in and he said, man, he goes, I really appreciate you guys serving. And it was touch and go. I didn't know if we were going to lose some of you or not. It was pretty scary. I'm surprised they didn't. What's it called when they lock you up in a hotel? I'm surprised they didn't have us locked up in a hotel.
Ransom?
No.
Held ransom?
Called.
Sequestered?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we were kind of semi-sequestered. We had to meet at a certain place and get it, and then they had to search, like,
they throw a bag
our
over
cars,
your head.
And they had to search the vans we got into, and like with detectors to look for bombs, and then we had to drive there different ways each time. We got there, and we had to go up a back way, and we had to be wanded, and then we had to have food brought in. We could have anything in town we wanted to eat. It was pretty cool. That was pretty fun.
What kind of food did you ask for?
I don't know. We got different kind of places, different restaurants in town. They went and got the food and brought it to us.
Did you make some friends on there? Was it kind of like
good friends? Yeah.
Did it feel anything like the jury duty show? On
yeah, kind
the
of.
Prime
we
video.
We made friends because you have to. I mean, you spend so much time together. It's crazy.
Well, okay. So that trial, I guess we'll see what happens there.
Yep.
Last bit of news. So about a month ago, Nintendo offered this challenge in the Donkey Kong Bonanza game that came out a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And you have to go through all these like old Donkey Kong games. And the new one, there were some tough challenges where you had to beat all the bosses at once with no power-ups and
right.
all kinds of crazy stuff. I can't quite do it. I gave it a few tries. I'm like, I hate this kind of thing. This boss rush where one mess up and you have to start all the way over
you
kind of thing.
You can do it.
I can beat these. But at once, it is just a big ask. Now they're offering a reward. You get collectible cards from Nintendo if you can beat this challenge.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a pretty good shot if we go somewhere. I'm going to work on it in the car and stuff. Because the collectible cards from like Nintendo, like the Pokemon stuff,
yeah,
these could be pretty valuable.
Well, that'd
There's
be neat.
No, when there is something that you can't buy, that's when it becomes valuable. You can't buy it in a store or anything.
Okay.
So I'm going to try for this. You okay. think I can pull it off?
Maybe. How good are you at Donkey Kong? Donkey Kong.
This game's kind of tough. It's. I mean, I really didn't have any trouble with the bosses before, but I was powered up. I was a powerful gorilla, and now you're a weak gorilla. So, yeah, it's. I mean, I was getting to like the third of like 10 bosses or something. It's going to be really rough. So that's it for the news.
Well, you're having a really good hair day.
Well, that's because I use that statement hair product stuff. I told you about that, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, why were you playing with your pen just now?
I don't know.
And clicking it. Now, do you think I was trying to swat that out of your hand?
I knew what I was doing.
But somehow you didn't stop playing with
well,
it.
Well, I have trouble sitting still.
Anyway, if you want the specific statement... You need a mom like fidget spinner.
I'm like a little kid.
Statement, S-T-M-N-T, I believe. That's the cool way to spell stuff now. No vowels.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I guess.
The vowels are taken. We got to launch our new brand. Take out the vowels. People figure it out. So if you want the specific one that I use, and I'm trying to recall here, it's one of the pastes. It's not the dry clay, but it's a paste. I'll have a link in the description of the podcast for you guys to check out.
It's working.
Yeah, I mean, I told you the other day, I finally can do the Gordon Gekko.
Yeah, it looks good.
And then you said, what's that?
What's
like
a Gordon Gekko?
Is that the Geico Gekko? And I'm like, no, it's Michael Douglas's character from Wall Street.
I didn't know. Have the faintest idea what you're talking
about. But I can finally get that
about.
To work. And it lasts all day long or multiple days until, you know, 5 days later when you want to take a shower finally.
You're really lucky to have so much hair. Got that from me.
But your hair's falling out, is what you said.
I know, but I'm old. But I had a lot of hair all my life, pretty hair.
Okay. Anyway, I think it is time that we play a game. A game called...
Uh-oh.
What year?
What year?
This is what year.
I'm so good at this. Not.
Part of why we play it is because you're not good at it.
I know.
Now, do you want to explain the rules to the audience of people, assuming there's new people here?
Okay, well, he plays like five songs from a year that they hit number
one. They all
one,
come from the same year.
Or not? Do they hit
Most of
one?
These hit number one. Okay.
And I have to guess what year it was, but I get a one-year leeway before and after just because it comes out. Sometimes it takes a while for it to get popular.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, so first up, these all you should recognize. Okay,
well,
these are hits.
I I recognize it.
You want to sing along?
No, I don't know the words.
But you do recognize this.
Yes. Who is it?
But we'll find out later, right? All right, so you do recognize
yes.
that one. All right. I think this next one you're going to recognize even more.
Okay.
Okay? I expect some singing along.
I sing so good.
All right, so that's about as far as we're going to go on this one.
No.
You don't recognize this?
What year is this?
Do you recognize
no.
this? No, not at all? Okay, well, that's unfortunate. We'll go to the third song, okay?
That's not funny.
You recognize this?
I can't hear anything.
You don't recognize this at all, huh?
I can't hear it.
These are big hits.
I recognize it.
Right, you want to sing along or anything?
Is it from Beverly Hills Cop?
No. Okay, so we're going to go to the next song, okay?
Oh, man.
Anything?
Shh.
Stood there boldly,
yeah, I know this song.
All right, then sing along if you know
it. I don't know the words, but I know it.
Felt like number one, the height of summer. I'd never felt that strong like a rock.
All right, so you recognize that?
Yeah.
You think so?
I don't know what year, though.
Last up. Do you recognize this?
Yes.
All right, do we want to hear a year from you?
Oh.
All right, we're waiting for a year. Waiting so long.
1985,
huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, we have, first up, I Just, parentheses, Died in Your Arms,
yeah.
Cutting Crew. Okay?
Yeah.
Next up, the song that was probably the most recognizable, somehow you didn't get it all.
Well, you didn't let me hear any lyrics or anything.
Maybe we should hear a little bit of this one. We'll fast forward some, okay?
You did let me hear.
You don't, hold on. This, you don't recognize this? If we hear any lyrics at all, I think you're going to recognize this.
Okay.
That's the problem. You recognize this?
No. Yeah, I do.
Okay, see, that's what I said. All right, so that is, what's that song called?
I don't know.
Living on a Prayer.
Okay.
By?
I don't know.
Bon
Jovi.
Okay. Next up, we had Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Okay.
That had a very innovative stop motion music video.
Okay.
Like a Rock by Bob Seger that
yep,
played in
that
Chevy
one.
Commercials. Like a Rock.
Yep.
Okay. And then finally, Invisible Touch by Genesis. That was sang by Phil Collins. Peter Gabriel used to be the lead singer of Genesis.
Right.
But he didn't sing the Invisible Touch song.
Oh, man. Am I? Okay.
And these come from 1986.
Awesome. I got it right.
But kind of by accident.
Well, I was thinking 1975, and I thought, no, that's
no,
too
gosh.
Early.
What year?
I did good.
All right. Now, do you have some kind
I
of
have a
quiz
quote for
me?
You. Yeah. What movie Pardon my French, but Cameron is so tight that if you stuck a lump of coal
Ferris Bueller's Day
up
Off,
his ass.
Matthew Broderick, yeah. Ferris Bueller.
You're going to let me finish the quote?
No, you can't say that on the pod.
I can't?
No.
I can't say.
They censor that on basic cable.
Oh, sorry. Bottom? Bye-bye now. Mama got censored.
I'm not going to censor it. I'm just telling you, you're not supposed to say that sort of stuff.
Sorry. I didn't know it was bad.